The ninth chapter of Hilchos Tshuva continues the theme of chapter 8. And it begins actually with a question. After the Rambam explained in chapter 8 that the ultimate reward and destiny for all those who live a life of Torah and mitzvahs and all those who follow in the pathways of truth, as he put it in Halacha Vav of Perek Ches, is the life of Olam Haba. How do we now understand the entire concept of reward of the mitzvahs in this world and the idea of the world of Mashiach, the Messianic era? This will be the theme of chapter 9. Aleph. After we explained that the ultimate rewards for the mitzvahs and the ultimate goodness that we will merit if we observe the path of Hashem that's written in the Torah is the life of Olam Haba. Like the Rambam explained the Pasuk in Parshas Ki Seitze, good will come to you and you will enjoy long life. And he said it's referring to Olam Shekuloi Toiv, Olam Shekuloi Aruch, Olam Haba. V'anakam ha-shenoikim en-arushayim sha'az v'orchis ha-tzadik ha-ksuv v'z-b'toyra. Hi ha-kodesh ha-namari koris t'koris ha-nefesh ha-yavoy n'ba. And we also learned in Perek Ches that the retribution of the Rishayim who abandoned the paths of justice that are written in the Torah is the penalty of Kares. The Pasuk says in Parashat Shlachi Kares, the Kares HaNefesh, the soul will be cut off in Olam Haba. Comes now the student and asks the question, Mahu zeh shekasuv b'chala Torah kula, im tishmu yagi alechem, v'im lo tishmu yikre eschem b'chal oysen advarim b'olam hazeh. Well, how are we to understand that which is written in the entire Torah, that if you listen to the voice of Hashem, you will experience many good blessings in this world. And if you don't listen, you will experience bad fortune in this world. And all of the other promises and predictions of reward and punishment that relate to the physical world. Kagoyin, for example, soiva v'rav, plenty or hunger, melchama v'shalom, war or peace, malchus v'shiflus, sovereignty or being humbled, yeshiva sa'aretz v'galus, being settled in your homeland or being sent into exile, hatzlachas ma'isav efseide, having success in your life, or the opposite of success, loss. For sharkol divrei abris, and all of the other words of the covenant that Hashem makes with the Jewish people in the Torah, especially in parashas b'chukosei and kisavai, where He promises them and predicts that if they follow the path of Hashem, the path of justice transcribed in the Torah, they will experience a life filled with goodness in this world. And the antithesis of it, God forbid, if they abandon the Torah. Says the Rambam, how do we reconcile this with everything we explained in Perek Ches, that the punishment and the reward for Torah and mitzvahs is not in this world, it's all in Olam Haba. Says the Rambam, I want you to know, all those things that the Torah says were true and will be true, ubizman shanuwais and kol mitzvahs ha-Torah, yagiyu eleinu tovus ha-olam hazeh kulam. And in the time when we perform, when we do all of the mitzvahs of Torah, we will experience all of the good blessings in this world. And when we violate the mitzvahs of the Torah, then the negative fortunes that are written in Torah will come to us. But afal pikei, nonetheless, ein oisun hatoivus, hein soif matan scharen shal mitzvus, v'loi oisun haroyus, hein soif anekamish anoikmim oivur al-kol ha-mitzvus. It's still not a contradiction with Perek Ches in the Rambam, because all those good things that will come to the Jewish people who observe Torah and mitzvus is not the ultimate reward for the mitzvahs. And all the negative things that will happen in this world when we violate the Torah is not the ultimate retribution for the one who transgresses the mitzvahs. Elekachu hechira hadvarim, or some texts have hetzeya hadvarim, kachu hetzeya hadvarim, but this is the resolution of the issue. And the Rambam begins his explanation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu nasan lanu Torah zu eitz hachayim. Hashem has given us this Torah which is called the Tree of Life. And anyone who does everything that is written in the Torah and knows the Torah and dedicates himself or herself to the learning of Torah with the totality of their mind and dedication, they dedicate their mind to understand Torah in the fullest and deepest way, this person merits through the Torah the life of Olam Haba. And he merits Olam Haba based on the magnitude of his actions and the amount that he dedicates himself, both in quantity and quality, to the wisdom of Torah, to internalize the life of Torah. V'hivtichanu b'Torah, and Hashem promised us in Torah, Shem na'asa oisa b'simcha b'toivas nefesh, that if we will perform and live a life of Torah with joy and with the goodness, with the celebration of our souls, v'nege b'chachmasa tamid, and we will constantly submerge ourselves in the wisdom of Torah, then Hashem promises us, sheyasir mimenu kol advarim amoinim oisanu milasais, that he will remove from us all those occurrences that might prevent us from living a life of Torah. Kegain, for example, choli, illness, milchama, war, rav, hunger. The Rambam here says three things. In the ancient world, these three things were responsible for most people's untimely deaths. You woke up in the morning and you didn't know which infectious disease might kill a person, God forbid, or violence, or hunger, starvation. So the Rambam gives these three examples. Choli, milchama, rav, ketz, v'yashpia lano kol ha-toivus, ha-mechaskim ha-sidenu lasis kol ha-toivus. And he will grant us all of the good things that will empower us, that will help us perform the Torah, kegoin, soiva, plenty, shalom, peace, urevois, kesef, vizav, an abundance of silver and gold, kadesh loy nasi kol yameinu bidvanim shaguf tzorich lahem, so that all of our lives we don't have to be stressed out and anxious and trying to run and pursue those things that our body needs in order to live. We'll be able to sit calmly, stress-free, and learn, delve into the consciousness, to the wisdom of the divine, the wisdom of Torah, and to do the mitzvah, which will allow us to merit the life of Olam Haba. So yes, the Torah is a tree of life, and through Torah and mitzvahs we receive what the Rambam says is the ultimate reward, Olam Haba. But Hashem promises us that if we perform, if we follow that path of Torah and mitzvahs, He's going to create all of the circumstances in the physical world that we should be able to maximize our potential in a life dedicated to truth. This is what it says in the Torah, in Parshas Veschanan, after Sheyiftech B'Toivus Olam Haza, after Moshe Rabbeinu promises the Jewish people many rewards in the physical world for mitzvahs. He speaks about the fact that if the Jewish people follow the way of Hashem, they will experience all the goodness, and they will experience their land flowing with milk and honey, and they'll have only l'man yitav lach, and they'll inherit the land, etc. And then Moshe Rabbeinu says, Utzdaka tielanu kinish melasas es kol ha-mitzvah azayis. It will be a tzedakah for us, a charity for us, if we do all of these mitzvahs. What does Moshe Rabbeinu mean? It's going to be a tzedakah for us. Meaning, if we do all the mitzvahs, all these rewards that he promised is going to be a tzedakah. It's going to be like a charity that Hashem gives us that allows us to perform the Torah and the mitzvahs. These rewards, in other words, are not an end in and of themselves. Rather, they enable us and allow us to live our lives to the fullest in this world so we can merit Olam Haba. V'chein edyanu b'Torah. Similarly, Hashem told us in the Torah, Shem naziv ha-Torah midatenu. If consciously and willfully we will abandon the Torah. We're not talking about somebody is unaware, somebody doesn't grow up with it, somebody was forced, but if it's going to be really willingly, in other words, you really understand and you have free choice and you abandon Torah. V'nasik b'havli azman, instead, we will become immersed in the vanities of the time. Kinyan shenema, like the Pasuk says later in Dvarim Lamed Beis, v'yishman yeshurun v'yivot, yeshurun, the Jewish people became fattened and they kicked, they rejected the Torah. Then, Shadayan Ha'emes, then the Torah says that the ultimate true judge, and this can only be done by the true judge, Yasir min ha'ozvim, kol toivus ha'olam hazeh, sheim chisku yideim livoit, umevi aleim kol harayus ha'moinim ha'isam ha'liknes ha'olam haba. Then, the true judge will take away from those who abandon the Torah the good blessings of this world, which actually is what caused them to reject the Torah, the abundance, the gluttony. They took things for granted. Their blessings made them pompous, made them arrogant. They lost their humility. They lost their gratitude. So he's going to take away those good things which caused them to reject, and he's going to bring on them, God forbid, negative things. which are ultimately going to prevent them from acquiring Olam Haba, k'dei sheyovdu b'rishum, so they will perish in their wickedness. Hu shekasu b'Torah, this is what the Torah says in Kisavai, v'avadata saivecha sheyishalchenu Hashem bach, you're going to serve your enemy where Hashem will send you, tachas ashele avadata Hashem alakecha b'simcha v'tuv leivav meirav kol, since you did not serve Hashem with joy, when you had the abundance of everything, all the blessings that you had caused you, instead of serving Hashem, on the contrary, you rejected Hashem. So he says, ultimately, you're going to go into exile, which will deprive you from the ability to be able to live a life of Torah and mitzvahs to the fullest. That's not the ultimate punishment. Again, that's a means for an end. When you can't live your life as a Jew to the fullest, so then ultimately, they won't merit to be able to have Olam Haba as they could have had. Nimtza. This means that Pirush Kaloisan Abrachas Vaklalis al Derech Zu. The explanation of all the blessings and curses in Torah should be understood in this fashion. Kaloimar, Im Avadatem as Hashem b'simchu shmartem darkoi. If you served Hashem with joy and you maintained, you kept his path, Mashpil Lechem Abrachas Eilu, he will give you these blessings, Umarchik HaKlolis, and he will remove the curses, Achetuyi Pnuyim Lizchakim b'Torah v'lasik b'k deshetizku l'chay l'maba, so that you will be stress free. You will have the serenity, the calmness, to be able to dwell in the wisdom of Torah and to immerse yourself into it, so that you merit the life of Olam Haba. And goodness will come to you in the world that is all good, and long life will come to you in the world that is all long, that is endless. So that you merit both worlds. You have a great life in this world, which is ultimately a life that brings you also to the life of Olam Haba, because the great blessings in this world give you the serenity and the luxury and the comfort and simply the possibility to be able to live a life of oneness, of harmony, of godliness, of truth, of justice, of Torah and mitzvahs. Because if the person doesn't acquire in this world wisdom, true wisdom, divine wisdom and good deeds, then after he passes away, he doesn't have the ability to experience Olam Haba. Olam Haba is really a continuum of how the person lived in this world. Rambam said at the end of Perek Ches, Olam Haba doesn't mean it's a world that is created in the future. It's a world that's now. The experience of the world is after a person lives in the physical world. On a deeper level, what that means is, Olam Haba is really a continuum of my life in this world. What happens in this world is revealed and manifested in the fullest way in Olam Haba, when I dedicated my life to my soul, when I live a life of harmony, a life of oneness, a life of alignment with who I am, with my true core and with the core of all reality, Hashem, that's living a life of Olam Haba where the truth is revealed. That life is continued and manifested in a revealed way in Olam Haba, completely with a different magnitude. Rambam said we can't even understand the pleasure of Olam Haba in this world, just like we can't explain a person who was born blind the different colors as we explained in chapter 8. So the Rambam says, so in order to be able to live in Olam Haba, I have to live in Olam Haza that way. If not, I don't have with what to merit. And the pasuk says in Kayelas, ki ein ma'aseh v'chesh ben v'daz v'chachbu b'sha'ol ashata hoilech sham. In the abyss, where a person goes after his death, there's no actions or calculations or perceptiveness or wisdom. The person needs to acquire all of this in this world. So the Torah says, if you choose, you use your power of choice to live a life of truth and a life dedicated to justice and a life of meaning, the life that Hashem wants of you, the life of Torah and mitzvahs, not only are you going to have Olam Haba, you're going to have Olam Haza, so you should really be able to have Olam Haba in this world and Olam Haba in the next world. Olam Haba in this world meaning a life of Torah and mitzvahs because you have the ability, the physical health and the physical wealth and the affluence and the calmness, the economy is good and there's a state of peace and there's a state of health. So you could live a true life of Olam Haba in this world, a life of Torah, so you can merit ultimately the real reward, which is Olam Haba. Conversely, and if you, as he said before, willingly and consciously abandoned Hashem, and instead you became addicted to gluttony and to promiscuous relationships, and similar types of actions of corruption and falsehood and toxicity, maybe aleichem kol haklolos ha'elu, so then the Rebbeinu Shlomo promises in the Torah, he will bring all these curses, or meisir kol habrachos, he removes the blessings, at sheyichlu yameichem bebaholo, bepachad, upachad velo yilechem leif ponu velo yiguv shalom lasas ha-mitzvahs, so that your days will end in dread and fear, you won't have a heart that is stress-free, a heart that is open, that is relaxed, and you won't have a healthy body, a sound body, to be able to do all the mitzvahs. Kedei shetoiv du mechay olam haba. So that you will lose the life of Olam Haba. V'nimtza shibadatam shnei olam. So you lost both worlds. You lost this world and the next world. Shebizman shadam torud bo'olam haza b'choyli u'b'molcham u'ravan eini mesasek. Loi b'chachma v'loi b'mitzvah shebem zaychen l'chay olam haba. When a person is completely stressed out and overwhelmed in this world, by illness, by disease, by war, by hunger, the person cannot delve in, not into wisdom of Torah, not into the mitzvahs through which he will merit the life of Olam Haba. So interesting, the Rambam uses here the word Dayan HaEmes, right? The judge of truth. He used this once more earlier in Hilchus Tshuva Peidek Vav, you remember? He used it once more when he says that sometimes Hashem takes away the bechira of a person. He did so many terrible crimes, so many heinous sins, Hashem takes away his free choice, so he shouldn't be able to do tshuva. So you shouldn't be able to get Olam Haba, like he spoke about Parai and Sichon and the Knanim. Over there, he also used the word Dianamis. Here again, he uses the word Dianamis. I'm pointing this out. You should understand the meticulousness, not only of every halacha, but of every expression of the Rambam. And here again, exactly the same theme, that Hashem is going to take away from a person, God forbid, the ability to be able to do Torah and have Olam Haba. How? When his life is overwhelmed and stressed with anxiety and physical challenges and problems, he won't be able to dedicate himself to Torah and mitzvahs. Again, here you need the judge of truth, the true judge. Halacha beis, mipnei zeh, because of this, hisavu kol Yisrael neviyeim v'chachameim yemoi samelech HaMashiach. Or as some texts have it, mipnei zeh, nisavu kol Yisrael neviyeim v'chachameim liyemoi samashiach. There's different versions of the Rambam's, different manuscripts, and therefore different versions of the Rambam's Mishneh Torah text. Usually the theme is the same, it's just a word this way or a word that way. Because of this, because of everything we explained, that's the reason that all the Jewish people and their prophets and their sages desired and yearned for the days of Mashiach. Why? Kedei sheyanuchu mimalchus harasha. So they should be able to rest from the wicked regimes that govern them. Sheinam anachas lem liyisrael asik b'teira b'mitzvus kohagin, which do not allow the Jewish people to immerse themselves in a life of Torah and mitzvahs as would be appropriate. V'yimtzu lehen margoy, in the days of Mashiach, they're going to find the serenity, the tranquility. V'yarbu b'chochma, and they will increase in the wisdom and in the learning. Kedei sheyizku l'chay olam haba, so that again they should be able to merit the life of olam haba. So they crave, they pine for the world of Mashiach, which will be a perfect world, a beautiful world, a world filled with health and comfort and calmness, so that people should be able to dedicate their life to the ultimate truth, so that they could experience Olam Haba. Fishaboysen hayamim, because in those days, the Messianic era, the days of Mashiach, tirba hadeya v'hachachma v'ha'emes, will increase. Those days will see an increase and an abundance of perceptiveness, of real knowledge, of wisdom, of truth. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Yeshaya, Perek Yud Aleph, Ki Mala Ha'aretz Deyes Hashem, the world will be filled with divine awareness. Shenemar, the pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, Lamed Aleph, Lo Yilamdu Oid Ish Yisrayehu, one person will not have to teach his friend, a person will not have to teach his brother, and he continues, Ki Kulam Yedu Oisi L'Mektanam Vad G'daylam, because everyone will be aware of me, everyone will experience the awareness of the divine harmony, the divine truth, the divine oneness, the small and the great. V'nemar, the pasuk further says, in Yecheskel Lamed Vav, Asi Reisi Eslev Evan Mipsarchem, I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh, and I will replace it with a lev basa, with a soft heart. In other words, the smugness, the apathy, the indifference, the egotism, the blindness of the human mind and the human heart will be removed, so that we will become transparent and be able to perceive truth. Mipnei, how is this going to happen? Because that leader, that King Mashiach, who will stand up, he will be from the descendants of David HaMelech. He will be a master of wisdom even greater than Shloima HaMelech, about whom the Torah says, the Tanakh says, he was Chachmei Kol Adam, he was the wisest of men. He will be wiser than Shloima. And he will be a tremendous and extraordinary prophet close to Moshe Rabbeinu. Therefore, because of this great wisdom and prophecy, wisdom more than Shloima HaMelech, and prophecy close to Moshe Rabbeinu, Yelamed Kol Adam, Mashiach will teach the entire nation, V'yoyro Yisam Derech Hashem, and he will guide them, he will show them the path of Hashem. V'yavoyu kol hagoyim l'shama. He won't only be a teacher of the Jewish people. All of the Gentiles, all of the nations will come to listen to Mashiach, as the Pasuk says, Shenemar and Yeshaya Perek Beis. V'hoya b'achris hayamim at the end of time. Nachon yiyah har beis Hashem b'roish harim. The mountain on which the house of Hashem stands will be established on the peak of all the mountains. And he continues, V'naru elav kol hagoyim. In other words, will be the epicenter for all cultures, for all civilizations, for all tribes, for people of all backgrounds, all races, all ethnic backgrounds, everybody. V'naru elav. They will stream from everywhere to hear Mashiach sharing the truth of reality. And therefore the Rambam continues, now we understand why the Jews and the prophets yearned for Mashiach, so they should be able to live in a world that allows them to be able to live a life that is wholesome and harmonious and completely aligned with Hashem's reality and Hashem's will. V'soif aschar kulay. But the ultimate reward, and the ultimate goodness that will never cease, and will never be obliterated, will never stop, is the life of Olam Haba, the world to come. The days of Mashiach is still Olam Hazeh. It's still in this world. The time of Mashiach, the world will still follow its ordinary patterns. Elisha Malchus Tachzal Yisrael. It's going to be a physical world. The Rambam says, Olam Kemin Hagoy Noyeg. It's going to go according to the regular structures of nature. However, the uniqueness is going to be that Malchus' leadership is going to come back to the Jewish people. They will be truly the masters of their own destiny and their own fate, and therefore they will be able to live life as Jews to the fullest. The early sages have already said, Ein ben olam hazeh l'maaseh Mashiach ela shibud malchus b'lvad. The difference between this world, now, present world, and the days of Mashiach, the difference of shibud malchus, of subjugation to alien regimes. In Golas, the Jews are subjugated to foreign regimes and sometimes oppressive governments. When Mashiach comes, there will be complete freedom and liberty, emancipation in Olam Hazeh. That's Mashiach. And then comes what is post-Mashiach, according to the Rambam, the ultimate reward, which is Olam Haba. Here again, we see the view of the Rambam that I already explained at the end of chapter 8. The view of the Rambam was that the ultimate schar is what? Olam Haba, in the spiritual realms of reality. So when a soul passes away in this world, now goes to Olam Haba. There's going to be the time of Mashiach, which we hope for every moment, the Shuascha Kevinu, Achakalo B'chol Yom Sheyavay, and then we have a beautiful world in Olam Hazeh, an amazing, harmonious world, a world that allows us and allows the whole world to be able to perceive Mala Haaretz Deyes Hashem. The world is filled with God's awareness. And we know, as the Rambam said earlier in Perek Gimel, there's something called Chiyas HaMeisim, which is within the Messianic era, another phase where the dead will come back to life. But according to the Rambam, ultimately the greatest schar comes afterwards when the souls depart from their bodies and they experience Olam Haba. As I mentioned, the Ramban and other Rishonim had a different perspective. They believed that the ultimate Olam Haba was not in the next world, but it was in this world. Yes, there is Olam Haba, of course, in the next world, that a neshama experiences, Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelik L'Olam Haba. There is Gan Eden, but the ultimate Olam Haba is what they call the Olam Atchiyah. The ultimate reward is actually going to be in this world, the souls in the bodies. This was the Shitta of the Ramban, and Reb Sadia Gaon, and the Ramah, and many other Rishonim. The Shalah brings many rayas from the Svarim of Kabbalah to the view of the Ramban. The Tzemach Tzedek writes in Derech Mitzvasecha, Mitzvah Tzitzis, V'cheinua Emes Al Pi Kabbalah, that according to Teres HaNista, Teres HaKabbalah, they follow the view of the Ramban, Rabbeinu Moshe Ben Nachman, that the ultimate reward is in this world. The difference between these two shittas on a deeper level is explained by the Tzemach Tzedek, the grandson of the Baal HaTanya, in a Sefer Derech Mitzvasecha, Mitzvah Tzitzis, very, very briefly. He says that we know in the Zohar there's two states in which you can define divine reality or divine energy. One is called Memalik Kalaman and one is called Soiviv Kalaman. Memalik Kalaman means the divine energy that fills all of the worlds, like a hand in a glove. It's the divine energy that is specified and relates to every single creature, every single living organism. There's the energy that fills the rock and the ant and the caterpillar and the hyena and the lion and every bush and shrub and grass, every droplet of rain, every flake of snow, every grain of sand, and every black hole and black planet, matter, energy, every atom, every molecule, every cell is filled and saturated with divine energy. That's Memalik Alman. And in this, there's many different states of consciousness. There's the consciousness of spirituality that you can experience in your body. There's the consciousness that you can't experience in your body because the body eclipses vision. The ultimate vision can only be experienced by the soul in Olam Haba. So on the level of Mamala Kol Alamin, there is constant growth from one state of consciousness to a higher state, from one lower world to a higher world to a higher world. And then there is what the Rambam describes as Olam Haba. That's when you speak about Mamala Kol Alamin. When you speak about Seivav Kol Alamin is the infinite reality of divine energy that transcends infinitely every definition and every description and every characteristic. And on that level, the lowest world and the highest world are completely identical, because even the highest world is not conducive for that energy, because that is pure undefined infinity. And therefore, even the lowest world has that energy equally in the same fashion, because infinity permeates and penetrates everywhere. So he says, in Mamala Kol Alamin, there is a difference. You can only experience more of it in a deeper way in a higher state of consciousness. Seivav Kol Alamin, on the contrary, unites the highest and the lowest, and it can come in even into the lowest place, because it's completely not defined by the parameters of that particular object. And therefore, the Tzemach Tzedek says, you have the perspective, from the perspective of the Rambam, the Mamala Kol Alamin, where Ruchnius is the ultimate reward, and you can't have that in Gashmius. You have to leave the soul, leave the body in order to be able to experience the ultimate reward. That's what the Rambam holds. The Ramban, which is also the Shitta of the Kabbalah, is that no, that the ultimate reward is actually going to happen in the physical world. Because Seivav Kol Alamin is not limited to the spiritual world. On the contrary, the spiritual is as remote as the physical. Furthermore, not only it's not the same, the physical world in a way is more conducive for the infinity of Hashem, because the physical world, which is raw and brute, when it opens itself up to infinity, it can have even a deeper relationship with infinity than the spiritual world, because there's nothing eclipsing that relationship. The spiritual world have their own spiritual personality. The physical world, it's physical, so there's something very simple and authentic about it. It's not spiritually sophisticated, so therefore the ultimate infinite light, when it gets revealed, can happen in the physical world, in the body, and that's the shitta, that the ultimate schar is going to be Tchiyas HaMeisim, like the shitta of the Ramban. From the perspective of Mamale, of course, the Rambam is right. From the perspective of Seiviv, there's the other perspective, that the ultimate reward is in the physical world, and Elu Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chayim.